Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and are glad in it. Let me encourage you from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthian church and he says, "In order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes." My dear brothers and sisters, when you're walking in spiritual victory, it calls for understanding Satan's schemes. And a few points I would like to share with you, which are, you are particularly vulnerable, right? We are vulnerable when, you know, you can, when you are feeling high and above and feel up, when you feel down, when you are alone, when you are exhausted, and when you have experienced loss. There is no such thing as fair play with the devil. So if you give him an inch, he will take a mile. If you give him an entry point into your life, he will use it against you. Now notice the two occasions on which the devil attacked Jesus. First, at his birth. And you remember that story that Herod, King Herod, put out an order to kill every Jewish boy under the age of 2, right? That's why, as a new believer, you must develop the daily habits of prayer, Bible reading, and fellowshipping with those who can strengthen you in your walk with God. Secondly, on the threshold of his ministry, right? For 40 days, Jesus did battle with Satan in the wilderness, the Bible records. Why did he struggle for so long, right? A good question that we can ask. It was over his future. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4, verses 13 to 14, it says, "Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region." Hallelujah, right? So my dear brothers and sisters, remember this, that attack is a sign of respect. It means Satan has discerned your potential, and the level of his attack is an indication of the level of blessing God has in store for you on the other side of it. Hallelujah. So instead of being discouraged about the battle, see it as a sign from God that your best days are ahead of you. Amen. Focus on that. Ponder on that. Your best days are ahead of you. Fix your eyes on Jesus, and you will be able to walk over the water. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so, so grateful to you for your word of encouragement, that how you encourage us, O God. Lord, as Apostle Paul writes, and he says, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. Lord, yes, we know that the devil is a manipulator. He's a sly crafter of things that are ungodly. And I pray that you will give us the grace to discern good from evil, that we will receive the good and reject the evil from our lives. Lord, I thank you, Father, and I pray that you'll give us the grace to overcome the schemes of the devil, to destroy the works of the devil, in the mighty name of Jesus. You have given us authority to trample over snakes, over scorpions, over all the power of the devil, and your word tells us that by no means any hurt or any harm will come near our dwelling. And Father, I pray that your church and your people will be equipped with the knowledge of what they have in store and how they can overcome the trials and the temptations and the schemes of the enemy in their lives. Father, today, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon their lives. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also lift up the ones who may be struggling with their health condition. I speak healing into their bodies. I speak healing into their mind. And I speak, O Father God, that the word of God will flow into their bodies, and Father will align their bodies will be aligned to the word of God in good health and in good strength and longevity that comes forth in knowing Yeshua. We thank you, we praise you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.